Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. Those of you who just tuned in, this is what you got to look forward to. Your IQ is going to go up exponentially every minute that you listen to the show. Those of you who have been listening, you can tell them that, can't you? That's our story, and we're sticking to it. Jonathan Zook is our guest. He's the president of the Association for Competitive Technologies. He's our good friend. Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Folks, you know that for a number of months, actually, I've been telling you, along with some experts, about what was going on with the UN and the Internet, and controlling the Internet, I guess I should say. And we had Jonathan's cohort, Steve Del Bianco, on not too long ago, talking about this. And at the time, Jonathan was actually in Europe dealing with this issue, Jonathan's joining us today to talk to us a little bit about what he learned over there and what he thinks is going to happen, because there is a meeting coming up pretty soon about this. But Jonathan, before I get you in here, I want to read something that Senator Norm Coleman from Minnesota, he wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and here's the lead part of the lead paragraph of his op-ed. He says, "It sounds like a Tom Clancy plot. An anonymous group of international technocrats host secretive meetings in Geneva. The cover story, devising a blueprint to help the developing world more fully participate in the digital revolution. But the real mission is to strategize to take over the management of the Internet from the U.S. and enable the United Nations to dominate and politicize the World Wide Web." Jonathan, how accurate is that observation?
Well, it's pretty accurate. There's a lot of folks that are concerned about the United States, control over the Internet, and so they want to wrest control from the U.S. and try to create what they call an intergovernmental management body. I think we have reason to be concerned.
Well, is there anything wrong that needs to be fixed, Jonathan?
Well, I mean, yes, probably. I mean, but there's an organization called the International Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN.
Right.
Which is a nonprofit incorporated in California that was essentially started by the U.S. government, by the Commerce Department, to manage some very specific things related to the Internet, just some underlying infrastructure. When you type in a domain name like smallbusinessadvocate.com, that gets looked up in a kind of telephone book, mm-hmm. To find out what IP address that corresponds to.
Internet protocol.
And then the browser then navigates to that IP address, and that's mm-hmm. sort of how the Internet works.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a pretty critical thing, but it's also very small in a lot of ways. And so, ICANN manages and monitors those kinds of activities. So it's nothing about policies related to spam or content or anything like that. It's just sort of the plumbing of the Internet.
Well, one of the things that Steve Del Bianco reminded us about last time he was here was that I said it was low tech, low policy, low public policy. He said it's lower tech and no public policy.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's an area where there shouldn't be any public policy.
Right.
And it's largely run by the commercial sector. I mean, I think it's a misunderstanding by Europeans in this particular case, and even to some extent the administration, that they have control over the Internet. It's this intertwined network can fix itself in a lot of ways, so there isn't some big red switch that you can throw and turn off the Internet exactly. So, I mean, that's the
well,
that's the misconception. But ICANN does need to do a better job of getting more countries involved and make its management more efficient, et cetera. But that problem certainly doesn't deserve the UN.
Well, no kidding, and not too many problems do deserve the UN. But you know, this reminds me of if the United States said, you know what, we've decided that we're not happy with England being the prime. Having Greenwich Mean Time, being in control of the timing of the globe, we're going to move that to New York. We're going to make all time referenced off of the clock in Manhattan or somewhere like that. That's what it reminds me of. I'm going to get your thoughts on that right after these messages and other things, folks. If you like what the UN is doing in with the oil for food scandal with Iraq, you're going to love the UN in charge of the internet. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the long one. If you and the intuitive one, if you'd like to type fewer letters, here's a short one, jbsba.com. That's the acronym for Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and the blog. The newsletter comes on Sunday in the afternoon by email. The blog comes by Real Simple Syndication Monday through Friday. If you can't wait till Sunday, we got the blog there. If you can't wait to hear from me, and by the way, when we send the blog to you, if you want it, you can go there and get it on your own. But if he wants to send it to you, we actually send you all of that day's interviews as all by themselves, just clipped out, no commercials, all the interviews and an article. So check that out when you get a chance at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jonathan Zook is our guest. Jonathan, you got a website too, don't you?
We sure do. It's actonline.org, actonline.org.
I know it almost as well as my own, folks. It's a great site and one that I use often, and I encourage you to check it out. I encourage you to join that association, the Association for Competitive Technologies, because as you can tell from what we're talking about and hearing Jonathan and Steve and others from his organization on the show from time to time, they're working really hard to make sure that the technology that you and I use is still controlled as much as possible by the marketplace. And Jonathan, I'm going to read within the last month, you had an article published in the Financial Times, and congratulations on that. And I want to read a little part of a paragraph. Jonathan said, "The internet has flourished through a balance of private investment and as-needed government invention." That's been the key, hasn't it?
That's right. I mean, the government played a real role in the internet getting built in the first place, at least the basics. The government has intervened in helping to set up some structures, but for the most part, it's been run by business, and I think that's a lot of why it's been grown as efficiently as it has. I think even if the U.S. government was any more involved, we'd probably regret it.
What is the ratio of U.S. internet users to non-U.S. internet users in the world?
I think 70% of the users of the internet are from outside the U.S. now.
Right. Is that an argument that they make in Europe about controlling the internet?
Sure, it is. I mean, they're saying that most of the users of the internet are from outside the U.S. and it shouldn't be a U.S. Dominated thing, and that the administration exerts too much control over ICANN.
What would be an example of that?
Well, one example of that was actually the XXX domain name.
So the pornography domains?
.com, yeah, exactly, .xxx. And, I mean, there was a whole process, a review process and proposals and a comment period that was about 18 months making a decision. And ICANN was just about to approve the creation of the XXX domain
How was that going to benefit anybody? Where was the benefit in that?
Well, I mean, one of the benefits in it is that if all the porn sites had .XXX extensions on them, they'd be pretty easy to filter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the .museum and all the .biz and things like that. I mean, it's just a different sort of organizational structure for the internet. So like it or not, the pornography industry is one of the most innovative aspects of the net. Mm-hmm. And all the new technologies we see on the net generally appear there first.
Mm-hmm. When you're over there, you're meeting with them every a couple of times a month. You're sitting in on the meetings. What is their argument for trying to get control? And are they saying we want the UN to have control, or is that where you think it ultimately may wind up?
Well, I mean, that's the World Summit on Information, or WSIS, is where this is being proposed. So it's happening at the UN. It's an EU proposal, but it's got the full support of China and Iran, you know, which should give us all pause about it.
Exactly.
Proposal, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, the Europeans may very well be well-intentioned, but, what will the actual effect be? I mean, something very recently just happened with UNESCO, right, inside the UN, where the UN put its support behind what are essentially cultural protectionism laws that are designed to keep the U.S. entertainment industry out of other countries. And, in order to protect their culture in a really vague way.
Right.
So, if those kinds of laws get passed and approved, then what could we expect?
Well, now, also don't they filter any reference to democracy and things like that?
That's right. They're already doing some filtering now. And so more control would allow them to do more filtering.
Mm-hmm. One thing we know in the current system, nobody filters anything, do they? I mean, there's no, in the, as far as ICANN is concerned.
That's right. I mean, for the most part, right? I mean, so ICANN has some improvements that it could make, so it's not, we don't need to make the case that they're perfect, except to say that they're the best thing. It's sort of like what Churchill said about democracy, right?
Right.
And
right.
I think ICANN fits the same category.
As ugly as it may be, it's the best that we've seen so far.
Right.
When we come back, I'm going to ask.
Better.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Jonathan, what are the chances of this actually happen, of the United States losing control of the internet and it actually winding up, as scary as it may seem, at the UN. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jonathan Zook is here. He's our good friend, the president of the Association for Competitive Technology. That's actonline.org, actonline.org. Jonathan, you've been sitting in on these meetings over in Europe, and how much anti-American...
Well, that's actually one of the ironies, is that the industry got kicked out of a lot of these meetings in Geneva.
What?
Yeah, by the Chinese kicked us out of one meeting, the Egypt kicked us out of another. It's
why?
It's sort of like I said in my op-ed, thanks for building the internet, but we'll take over from here.
Why did they do that?
It's not clear. I mean, we're only observers anyway. It's not like
they wouldn't let you come to the meetings.
That's right.
Who'd they kick out?
All the representatives of industry.
Hmm. Only politicos were in the meetings then.
Yeah, exactly. If you didn't have a glass of champagne and a cucumber sandwich in hand, you just weren't welcome.
Well, so basically you've convinced me that we don't need this. I mean, that's one good example of why this is a bad idea. What do you think? Now there's a meeting. There's a big meeting in November, right?
That's right, in Tunis.
Tunis. All right. What's going to happen there?
Well, I don't know exactly. I think
Who's attending the meeting?
Well, it's the same group of people, right? I mean, it's
who are these people?
It's diplomats from different members of the UN.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be holding a meeting in Tunis, in Tunisia. And
right.
and is this some kind of a voting meeting where they're going to say, okay, everybody in favor, raise your hand?
That's exactly right. So they could vote to do this.
What if they do vote?
That doesn't mean that they have the power to make it happen.
Well, let's say that they all vote even if it only passes by one vote, this body of individuals. By the way, who sanctions this body? The UN?
Well, the UN does, but it's not a treaty organization, so nothing they do is binding.
So this is an ad hoc group.
There are
basically
other UN organizations that are, so they might start trying to take this action through those.
Right. Well, and so let's say that they came up with a resolution that approved taking away of ICANN, of power and the control of the internet by ICANN and giving it to the UN. Then what would be the next step?
Well, we would probably say thanks but no thanks. So those who are interested in this would start trying to move it through the ITU and some of the organizations within the UN for which we are treaty signatories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more, right now it's more of a political problem than a physical problem, right?
Right.
So we're not in imminent danger of the, you know, ICANN giving up the internet. But it'll be a political squabble that we'll be in the middle of, and that could have implications further down the road.
So would this be an important? Could this become an important political issue in 2008 elections, the presidential election?
Yeah, that's possible. I don't know. It's hard to know what'll crop up during presidential elections, but it could be. I mean, I think we'll start to see it more and more. I mean, it's amazing how much of the stuff in the UN is pretty separate from politics here at home, right?
Right.
I mean, it just sort of happens in parallel.
But this is a big deal. I mean, this is like giving control of our electric grid to China.
Yeah, it could be. My issue, I guess, is I doubt there's going to be much disagreement here.
Right.
About what to do about it.
Which would create a campaign issue. What are the chances? What do you think the vote's going to be in favor of the UN when they vote this month?
I think there's probably a good chance that they'll vote the wrong way. Yeah. I mean, and so we're working hard and talking to a lot of countries to keep this from being an everybody but US kind of thing. I mean, we have some allies in it.
We're trying
to get more.
Quickly, what would happen if there was a stalemate over this between the U.S. controlling ICANN and the others? What would happen? I mean, would they take their marbles and go home, go create another ICANN?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of interesting outcomes. I mean, different countries could create their own internets, right? And seal themselves off from the internet as it exists today.
Which is the opposite of
this issue through the UN.
Which is the opposite of the benefit that we've all received globally from the.
That's exactly right.
The internet being where it is. Jonathan, thanks for being here. Thanks for the hard work on this project, and we know you'll keep us posted on it.
I sure will.
Jonathan Zook, ladies and gentlemen, working hard for you and me. And don't forget the website is actonline.org. I hope you keep up with that. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back on the other side of the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.